So when we have this, like, debriefing over there, this desire to pray wherever we are, just this, disconnecting to the presence of God in our life.
Quand on a ce désir de prier n'importe où, est-ce que c'est
oui.
De se connecter?
Yes.
Justement, une des choses qui peut nous aider à prier n'importe où.
I think one of the things that can help us to pray wherever
c'est de croire à cela.
Is to believe in this.
Et c'est vrai que parfois nous nous sentons attirés à cela.
And it's true that sometimes we feel attracted to that.
Ça peut être un travail de l'Esprit Saint.
It can be a work of this, the Holy Spirit.
Qui nous invite à un moment de silence.
That invites us to a moment of silence.
De solitude.
Of solitude.
De fermer nos yeux.
To close our eyes.
Et de penser à Jésus qui est en, à Dieu qui est en nous.
And to think of God who is in us.
Oui, ça peut nous introduire dans, dans la prière.
This can be an introduction to prayer.
De manière simple et partout.
In a very simple way that can happen anywhere.
Do you have any ideas or resources for how to help children or students understand this place within them, like activities that you might do?
Oui,
avec des activités ou des matériaux.
Enfin, comment dire? Enfin, moi, je crois qu'il faut d'abord enseigner cela.
I think first we have to teach this.
Parce que ça fait partie des mystères de notre foi.
Because it's part of the mystery of our faith.
Et parmi les différents aspects de notre foi, c'est un aspect très important.
And among the different aspects of our faith, this is one that is very important.
Donc enseigner cela, et puis je crois que quand on éduque quelqu'un à la prière.
I think so. We have to teach this, and when we educate someone in prayer,
de temps en temps,
from time to time,
pas forcément de manière trop longue.
Not necessarily for a long time.
Il faut tenir compte un petit peu des possibilités de chacun.
We have to think about the ability of each one.
Et proposer parfois des moments de prière.
But suggest sometimes moments of prayer.
Justement, on prie de la manière suivante.
Where we pray like this.
En se recueillant.
Where we recollect ourselves.
En fermant nos yeux.
Close our eyes.
En mettant dans le calme.
And just be at peace.
Et penser à Dieu qui habite notre cœur.
And just think of God who lives in our hearts.
Et l'adorer et l'aimer.
To adore him and love him.
Prendre des petits moments comme ça.
Just take little times like that.
Des enfants peuvent faire cela.
The children can do that.
Alors, faut pas leur faire faire pendant deux heures.
We can't make them do it for 2 hours.
Ça peut être 5 minutes.
They could just be 5 minutes.
Mais ça permet de découvrir certaines choses, peu à peu.
But that allows them to discover a little certain things little by little.
Sometimes I feel like with like family and work life, there's a almost like a temptation to want to go find that place of interior peace rather than
parfois il y a la tentation de.
Oui, oui. Oui, bien sûr.
Of, yes, of course.
Mais je pense que si. Comment dire? Je crois que si notre vie de prière est authentique.
I think if our prayer life is authentic.
Oui, ce ne sera pas un refuge.
It won't be a refuge.
Elle nous poussera.
But it will push us.
Au contraire, à prendre nos responsabilités.
To take up our responsibility.
À nous occuper des autres.
To take care of others.
À faire ce que nous devons faire.
And do the things we have to do.
Dans notre famille, notre travail.
In our family, in our work.
Et donc c'est vrai que parfois on peut avoir la tentation.
So it's true sometimes we can be tempted.
De fuir les difficultés.
To run away from difficulty.
De nous créer des espaces de tranquillité.
And to create spaces of tranquility for ourselves.
Mais en même temps, je dirais que.
But at the same time, I would say.
Quand nous avons justement une vie. Beaucoup de responsabilités, beaucoup de travail.
When we have a life with a lot of responsibility and a lot of work, it's also a responsibility in a balanced way,
non pas comme une fuite,
not as in fleeing,
mais pour mieux assumer nos responsabilités,
but to assume our responsibility,
de prendre des moments,
to take time
où on se met en présence de Dieu,
where we put ourselves in God's presence,
on accueille la paix de Dieu.
We receive God's peace.
Donc, alors, il faut trouver un équilibre, hein.
So we have to find a balance.
Mais je crois que les deux sont fondamentaux.
But I think that both are fundamental.
Assumer nos responsabilités.
Take up our responsibilities.
Et savoir aussi de temps en temps.
But also know how from time to time.
Et prendre des moments avec le Seigneur.
To take time with the Lord.
Et pour accueillir sa présence et sa paix.
To receive his presence and his peace.
Ce qui nous permet de mieux assumer nos responsabilités.
Because this will allow us to carry out our responsibilities better.
De manière plus confiante et plus libre.
In a more trusting, more free way.
Alors, c'est un petit peu à chacun de découvrir quel est le rythme qu'il doit assumer.
So it's a little bit for each person to find the rhythm that they have to live by.
Que nous ayons une vie de prière.
That we have at the same time a prayer life that's sufficient, but without taking us away from the responsibilities we have.
Sometimes when I open the Bible, it's just overwhelming of where to begin. Do I just flip it open and see what the Lord has to say on that page? And that can be very confusing sometimes. So do you have any very practical advice on how to read through Scripture, what to read on a daily basis? Sometimes I just use daily mass readings, but you can go deeper beyond that.
I think to read the Bible regularly, there are a few possibilities. Sometimes it can be good to take an entire book and read a little bit each day, maybe starting with the things that are the most accessible. Maybe not Leviticus. Maybe the letters of St. Paul. And then to read them regularly. And then also the habit of taking the readings of the day can be a very good thing too, because it puts us into harmony with the liturgical time, with the life of the church as well. And then the advantage is that each day we have readings that are chosen that can complete one another. Between the Old Testament, the Psalm, the Gospel, it's rare not to find something that would nourish us. But I think for someone who doesn't have a lot of time or a lot of options, it can be a good thing to start their daily prayer in reading the readings of the day, and then stopping at a certain moment where they feel spoken to. So if someone has more time, it can be good to read a certain book from Scripture. But what seems important to me is not reading quickly, but to read in prayer and to really receive what the Word of God is saying to me, and to allow it to really descend into our hearts. And something else that's very good too that I've already said is from time to time to learn a passage by heart. Because this allows us to penetrate deeply. It's not something that goes in one ear and out the other, but it descends in our heart, and it does a certain work. It could also be good to join a Bible study or a group. So we'll stop there then and prepare for Mass at 11. So we can finish in just entrusting ourselves to our Father. And in telling Him our desire to welcome Him. And also in entrusting each other to Him. That He might help us to persevere in faithfulness to searching for Him. In prayer that is animated by faith, hope, and love. Lord, You are our Father. You have invited us to know You and to live under Your gaze, to live in Your presence. And we wish to entrust ourselves to You and each other, that You might accompany us in our Christian life, and that You awaken in each one of our hearts a deeper desire to love You, to welcome You, and that You might help us to persevere in trust and in faith.